Okay, streaming live to YouTube in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome everyone, my friend, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour on this October 24th, 2019. I am Pema Motede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program, where every week I will show you how to live free now, live free of oppressive taxation and control, most particularly the agency that steals from you, breaks the law, how to be free of the IRS. Yes, it really steals. Now, my friends, you guys have known that I've talked about that the income tax is a whole fraud, huge deep state fraud on American people for decades. However, tonight I'm going to cover a related topic, which is the IRS collapsing the way the former communist Soviet Union did? That's a pretty big, bold statement, folks. You're going to be happy to hear the answer, okay? If not, been to our website at livefreenow.org, you want to go there, get your free freedom education package sent to you by mail and email. And if you've not been a subscriber to our YouTube channel, you definitely want to do that right away. But let's get back to talk. The Soviet Union, for those of you who are old enough like me to remember, I'm 57 years old, was a big empire. It was the largest landmass country in the world by far. Ever. We went all the way from far ends of Asia to middle of Europe, basically. They had nuclear arms to the teeth, to the hilt. I grew up in the 1960s and 70s. And I remember back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, I mean, the empire literally looked like the empire would never collapse. They're so powerful. They got all these nuclear bombs. They have total control over their people. Total communist socialism control of their people. Production of means, communication, everything was completely controlled by the Soviet Union government. Yet, this totalitarian, all-powerful, almighty regime of the Soviet Union collapsed. And very few people predicted it. Okay? Well, let me tell you something. I know a lot about politics and economics because as a child, I grew up, since I was 6 years old, sitting next to my dad, listening to him talk to politics with his friend. Yes, politics is my thing since I was a child. And economics, numbers came to me easy always. Numbers are easy in economics, so I see things that most people might miss. So I'm going to share with you the stuff I've been coming across, which is so exciting because the IRS is not to happen in the next year. No, it's going to take a few years, but it's literally collapsing of its own weight, the same way the Soviet Union did. Now, to prove that to you, I don't expect you to take my word. As always, don't believe me. Don't believe the government or anybody on the internet. Look up and see the facts, see the law for yourself. Think for yourself. Yeah, don't be a typical jury that takes whatever the judge says in the court as gospel. Judge says that, okay. No, no. Question the judge. Question any authority. Question me. Make me prove it to you. Make the judge prove you show the law that requires you to file income tax, right? So, we're going to go on my screen in just a minute, and I'm going to show you some articles that are based upon government's own numbers and information to make the case that the IRS is collapsing. This corrupt entity that makes you poor is collapsing. You see, the number one cause of poverty in this country is our money system, right? Along with the IRS. That steals your money, steals your wealth, so you don't have enough to live on. So you're forced to borrow from the banks and credit card companies at 10, 20% interest rate or more. Become slaves to the bankers. You have no money to send your kids to college education. Your children go get government guaranteed loans that you can never get rid of a bankrupt. They get degrees from universities which are most often useless. Okay, and you just become a slave to the banks. So this is a very important topic to me, to my heart, folks, because I believe in freedom. I believe in truth, honesty, doing a good thing, and love. Love is the key. If you love the truth, if you love people, if you love doing the right thing, folks, you'll do the right thing. Don't let fear control you, because people in power, the deep state, they have a lot of money. They have the corrupt media with their lies with them. And they got fear. They try to make you scared to be just good little slave. Good little sheep. Let's go to my screen, folks. And I'm going to show you this article you're going to see. Okay. Here it is. You see this article from a communist outfit called ProPublica. Okay. ProPublica is a online publication that George Soros, the billionaire, funds them. And they wrote this article. It came out December of last year. Here at the bottom of the page, you see December of 18. Gutting the IRS, how the IRS was gutted. Of course, these are tears from this communist, socialist, totalitarian people that want and love big government. They love to control you, give you no freedom, because you need government to do everything for you, educate you, give you health care, give you housing, give you food, retirement, everything. You just be a slave, and the government takes care of it for you. The bureaucrats will do it for you, right? Now, what you see interesting in this page is look at this chart. This chart here, you see six of them. It shows the IRS budget. Okay, it's going down. Revenue agents are going down. Audits are going down. Our revenue is going down. Tax debt collected or resolved is going down. But look at the right side, the very last chart. That's my favorite. Investigation of people who did not file a tax return is going way, way down, much faster than all the other stuff going down. I'm telling you, folks, this is time. This is the time to stop filing tax for income tax, confession forms that no law requires you to file and pay in the first place, okay? So I'm going to show you more from this article, but I'm going to go to some other articles coming up also, okay? So here we go. I recommend you read this for yourself. I don't have time to go through all of it. I'm just going to highlight some of the key parts, okay? Okay? And now, of course, they're crying for the poor IRS, okay? You know, so here's this people's IRS agent. He heard that IRS program must be shut down. I don't blame the IRS. I blame the Congress for not giving us the budget to do the job. Well, the IRS budget has declined. That is true. It was $14 billion, right, in 2010. But 7 years later, in 2017, it's $12 billion. And, of course, when you add up the cost of living inflation, that $12 billion probably maybe is a lot. Yeah, probably maybe $10 billion, actually. So from $14 to $10 billion, that's quite a significant cut. That's about a third cut, 33%. That's quite a cut, okay? Okay. So this is a very, very powerful chart. I want you to read this on your own because I don't have the time to read it. You want me to get to the good stuff for you, okay? So look at this, folks, okay? Look at this part now. Yep. Without a staff, IRS has slashed even basic functions. It has drastically pulled back from pursuing people who don't bother filing their tax returns. Aw. Poor IRS. Did you see that? They've drastically pulled back from pursuing people who don't bother filing tax returns. Well, let's get some numbers into this some more. It says that new investigation of non-filers, as they're called, dropped from 2.4 million in 2011 to 362,000 last year, which is 2017. Whoa. Look at that drop, folks. 2.4 million to 362. That was in 17. That trend is going down fast. I bet you by now, 2019, that number is down to about 240,000, about 10% what it was in 2010. Mm-hmm. That's their numbers. This is IRS, the source of all this stuff. You see, in the investigation of people who don't file a return have plunged. Yep. Source is IRS. 2.3 million, right? In 2010 and 2017, it's 360,000. And look how fast the rate of drop is dropping even more. See, it's going down even more. It was going down, you know, but it was not even more so, especially last few years. Okay? So that's why I said this is 17, 2019. This number probably is about 240,000, about 10% of the number it was. I mean, they're practically leaving non-filers alone for the most part. Hallelujah. Free at last. Now, there's a lot of other stuff in this article about are the rich, stuff like that, but those things are not that important in the article. You're wise to read the whole thing, but remember to focus on the key things that I just showed you. The IRS is losing money, and this is a typical worker for the IRS. You know, that short hair, you know, Sigma woman, you know. Where are the men working at the IRS? But you know the IRS has more women than men? Yes, they sure do. They have more women than men working there, and they have 10% of population is black. They got more than 10% blacks. And black women are four times the number of black men. Yep, that's another thing I came across. But that's an interesting thing. You know, where they're having these single woman, welfare queens coming after us, okay? Now, check this out. The amount of debt, tax debt expiring because of age has risen dramatically. What does that mean? What that means, folks, is this. IRS by law has 10 years to collect a tax after the amount of tax has been fixed. Whether you file a 1040 confession form or the IRS comes after you. Well, they have so many people that come after and so few agents that 10 years is not enough for them. They can extend another 10 years, but most often they don't do that, the time frame. So if you go back to this chart, back in 2010, you see 540 million was IRS wouldn't come after. You know, half a billion, that's it. But half a billion now in 2017 has gone up to over 8 billion. Yes, 16 times more money IRS is not able to come after. That is a very telling sign. Yep. What's going on with the IRS? You know? So IRS customer service, this other chart shows, okay, Congress has targeted IRS's enforcement budget for cuts. Good. I'm glad they did. Okay. Since the percentage cut changed since 2010 budget. Here's 2010. You see, IRS enforcement is going down much faster than IRS customer service budget. They're all going down, but IRS enforcement is going down. They're not coming after people, filer or non-filer, but who are they coming after the least is non-filers, right? So I'm going to go from this article now to the next article I got, okay? This is from irismind.com, okay? irismind.com is the name of the website. This is a March 2019 article that came out. And what does it say? Government Accounting Office. That GAO stands for Government Accounting Office. Those are the auditors, accountants that audit the IRS, the government, any government agency, the Navy, the Army, Bureau of Indian Land Affairs, the Forest Service, you know, that's what they do. And when their report says that the IRS workforce issues forecast tough times ahead for tax administration. Tough, huh? Well, let's see. The United States Government Accounting Office released its March 2019 report, highlighting serious workforce issues of the IRS. Serious workforce issues. And what are they? Well, reduced budgets have reduced IRS's numbers. Yes. Okay. Not a good time for an agency that must modernize its technology infrastructure. Do you read that, folks? You know what that means? They're telling you IRS's computers are outdated. That's right. And they're not able to bring them up to technology 2019. They're dealing with very old computer systems that cannot keep up with the times. They got to deal with implementing new tax laws that Congress keeps throwing at them. Yep. So let me talk about this modernizing this technology issue, by the way, because I think that's a good one that you guys really ought to know. I'm going to get back to this interesting subject. You see, some of you remember back in the early 1990s when Windows was new and viruses and worms and they would cause crashes, of your computer system. It would crash all the time. And in the 90s and 2000 years, they worked out the bugs of these programs. They would have beta computer programs to try it out, experimental. And they would try to find out the loopholes and fixes and fix those fixes. So people on their personal computers would use this Windows program and they'll report to Microsoft the problems. And Microsoft, based upon feedback of the people, would fix the problems. There were millions and hundreds of millions of people, in fact, billions throughout the world, available to give feedback. Okay, millions of people actually gave information to Microsoft to fix Windows system, which was very unstable and crashed all the time back in the 1990s. Well, IRS doesn't have that luxury of testing out their systems among a bunch of people out there. They only have themselves. One client, one tester. You know what that means? That means basically they cannot test anything. It's got to be a real-time test. And they got to be very careful when they do testing to something new, that they're very cautious, because if they crash it, oops, we just crashed the computers of the taxing agency of the United States Empire. We're going to need trouble with Congress. So we, the Irish employees, will be very cautious not to create problems, not take risk, undue risk. So we're going to just make the changes later. We will wait next year to update new technology, or year after that, or the year after that, or year after that. We just push it off. Just like all the government problems, like the federal budget keep going up, right? They don't reduce it. They just put it off. Kick the can down the road, they say, so to speak. That's the IRS for you. So IRS has not kept up with the technology of 2019. The technology probably that of maybe 1990s. I don't know. I do know of people within the IRS, by the way, that are computer programmers. And they tell me that they hate their job. Their system's collapsing. People don't know how to use their own computers. And they get outside contractors to come to run and fix IRS's computer systems. But here's the problem. The problem is, in computer schools out there, in universities, they don't teach that old 1990s technology the IRS runs on. I mean, I remember in the 1970s, we had BASIC, Fortran, and COBOL. I wonder if they got past COBOL and the IRS. I really don't know, honestly. Okay. So what are they using? It was 80s technology, 90s technology. They're not being taught. So they're not able to get computer programmers that have been taught in university this antiquated 1980s and 90s computer language. They're taught today's language of 2019, 2015, right? They want to be up with the times with smartphones and new ways of doing all these applications, right? That's everybody wants to do that. That's what they teach in universities. These applications, this old stuff, nobody knows that stuff. So the people that come to IRS don't know what they're doing, the contractors. They mess it up. A new group of contractors come to the IRS. They don't understand it any better than the previous people, and they mess it up even more. And another generation comes, computer programmers, which is even less knowledgeable than the previous people. Less of a percentage-wise know and understand this old language, this old technology. They're paid to do a job. They have a contract. So that they mess up more, and this mess up gets worse and worse and worse. It's like a knot that keeps getting worse and worse and worse, a worse knot. To untie it gets even harder to try to untie this knot. So this modernizing technology infrastructure that IRS must do is a very debilitating problem. And, of course, the IRS management doesn't want to take a chance to try something new, innovative, fix it, so they just freeze. We don't do anything. We don't get in trouble. I'm here just collecting a paycheck. It's just a job, right? So that's why this is a very important issue. That's one of the key causes of collapse of IRS is their computer systems are antiquated. Okay, now let's go back to this article, okay? Now, the IRS has a lot in its plate. No, that's something that you guys don't know that. They actually want to make you afraid of them. But folks, they're not so powerful because they got a hell of a lot of work to do. Okay? They collect more than $3.4 trillion in taxes. Look at this. They process more than 245 million federal tax returns. That's a lot. Okay? They assist more than 63 million taxpayers. The correspondence, its toll-free telephone helpline, and they audit more than 1 million tax returns per year. That's a lot of work they have to do, folks. And they have only about 100,000 employees. Yep. So look at this. Fact number two, reduced budget and a reduced IRS workforce. Yes. Since 2010, the budget has been shrinking. You can see, of course, these numbers, okay, the appropriations have gone, the numbers are gone. There's better charts than this one. You know, I'm going to go to better charts. Here's another better chart. This one shows for 11 through 17, okay, how the light blue is enforcement and the dark color is the taxpayer services. Taxpayer services is sit about the same, a little bit lower. Operation support has gone down a little bit. That's computer support. But look at enforcement went from 50,000 to 37,000 overall. Again, non-filers are even much lower than this. Okay? And look at this. IRS is losing the ability to close the tax gap. The amount that people should pay, they say, but don't play, right? The Treasury reported a loss of $458 billion a year due to non-compliance in 2010, right? The compliance people that did the laws the way the IRS wants them to was 83.6% 85. Now it's gone down to from 83.6 to 81.7%, 2% lower in 2010. It's gone down the trend clearly. And now it's even lower. Okay. Now, here it is, individual income tax audits. Again, this all comes government accounting office numbers. That's all their numbers. Shows it going down. Right? You see that? Oh, this is my favorite chart. Oh, look at this. IRS collection officers, called revenue officers, are on the decline. Aha, what is that? Well, there's people that steal your money. IRS had back in 2011, look at the left of the chart, only about 5,500 collection agents. That's it. Just over 5,000 collection agents for this country of over 300 million people, about 250 million tax returns per year, and only about 5,000 collectors? What? And the number's down in 17, down to 3,300. They lost over 2,000 collection agents in 6 years. And the trend is clearly down. Now, what's more important than this, is the level of expertise of these people IRS is losing. You see, look at the bottom of the chart. Okay, the light line that's dotted is entry level. Okay, they've gone down from 1,400, okay, down to 200. They're not getting new people much, but they're hardly. The new people are leaving because the morale is down. Yes, the morale is down, folks. 1,400 people they got, now down to 200 new people. They hardly have any new people. What the IRS is doing better is intermediate, these dark, thicker colors of dashes. Okay, this is the add back 11,000 people, not have about 1,065, about the same, slightly more. So mid-management people are staying in, those are the dead wood, those are incompetents, the ones that take vacations, don't work, they look busy, you know, they got bad personality. Nope. I mean, those are people that nobody want to hire. Those people that, you know, a government, it's impossible to fire government employees. Yes. It's practically impossible because Kennedy made a deal, John F. Kennedy, with the government unions, that he would pass a law that he did, that to fire a government employee, another government employee will come off and defend him full time. Before, like a court case, before an administrative review board, and he can appeal that. Meanwhile, the guy's got to get paid. He's got to not work and get paid. This guy's not working from another agency to defend this guy that's not working. That's when the manager wants to fire the incompetent guy that sabotages things, that destroys things. So, as a result, since even the incompetent managers of the IRS can't fire the more incompetent employees, they don't fire them. Don't bother. Dead would stay. Bad personality, angry, stupid, saboteur, don't pay attention, human things, you know, the sexual harassment, bigot, racist, jerk of all sort, you know. Can't fire them this day. They collect a paycheck. So they'll look like they're doing something, but they're not. That's dead wood. That's what the mid-management is. Okay, a lot of the dead wood, they're just keeping a job to look busy, okay? Now look at the chart again. Here's the most interesting part is the senior expert level. Look at the second to the bottom of the left of the page, the dotted lines. The medium color dotted lines, okay, at the bottom left. You see that was 3,000 approximately in 2011, the senior people, and it's now down to 2,000. Whoa. Look at that. That's one-third leaving, 3,000 to 2,000. That's the people that have the old knowledge, that know what's going on, know what to do. They're leaving. So the knowledge is being depleted at a rapid pace. These people are irreplaceable because mid-level people do not know what these old-timers know. These old-timers are what's keeping the system going. Okay? So this is a real problem that these old-timers, you know, is talking about are not able to, you know, they're not, their numbers are going down. Okay? And check this out. Fact number four, the problem is likely going to get worse. before it gets better. Yes. You see the IRS is being drained now? Look at that. The IRS experience drain is coming soon. It's going to get worse. Why? Because the report shows the IRS workforce is aging, taking with much of the human capital and institutional knowledge needed for tax administration. Just like I told you, right? Check this out, folks. Almost half of the IRS leadership can retire now. Whoa. Did you guys get that? Almost half of the IRS management, the oldest, most knowledgeable people, 60, 65 years old, 70 years old, they can retire. Back in 2017, when these numbers were compiled based upon two-year-old numbers, I mean, how long can they keep this 65, 70, 75-year-old guy around, 80-year-old? Eventually, the guy's going to croak, get sick, go to the hospital. You know, get senile, have health problems. Like, just, sorry. I wish I could help you guys. I love you guys, but I just can't do it anymore. You know, he's in hospital. Look back at the chart, folks. This, again, the chart says it all. Again, the source is the Government Accounting Office. Look at the bottom of the page, the bottom of these lines, the top light dotted line is the Internal Revenue Service Senior Executive Service. The very first line at the bottom of the page identified, okay, is this light blue at the top. You see the very top of the line of these lines. See, retirement eligibility rates. Okay, how many people? What percentage are eligible for retirement? What percentage? Back in 2011, at the bottom left page, about 35% of IRS senior people were eligible for retirement. It went down 2014 to 34% and shot up from 34% to 44.6% in 2017. Ho, 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 ho. Yep. They're going to be having more of a bigger drain of the older, knowledgeable people that know what's going on, you know? So this is going to be a real big problem, folks, for the IRS. The computers are antiquated, and the most knowledgeable people are leaving. The budget's being cut. They can update the system, the computer systems. And they're just a mess. The thing's collapsing on its own. I mean, I've noticed that because, you know, at Freedom Law School, what I do is I, as our students, send me letters that they get from the IRS over the years. And I remember back in 2001, I started a program called the Royal Freedom Package, where I did all responses for people. IRS responses will be done by Freedom Law School. You pay a flat rate, I do everything for you. In 2001, 18 years ago. And the IRS was pretty consistent in 2000 years coming after people. You know, rate was, you know, about the same. But I kind of noticed after the Great Depression got going, like 2010, that they were coming after people with less letters and less letters. I particularly noticed it about 6-7 years ago, 2013. I could clearly tell. IRS is definitely issuing less letters to people compared to before. You know, and I saw the trend coming because IRS sends letters in a certain order. They send out these letters to you, and I could see that these early letters are not coming as much, so the later, more serious letters are going to come down less too, and that's exactly what's going on. IRS is issuing less and less letters. So, and then in the last few years, 2-3 years even, more drastic cut in the number of IRS letters I've seen that come after non-filers. You can cry for them, or celebrate. Because this is a communist system. The community, the society, the government, the politicians, and the big banks and corporations that own the government and the media that they own, and they're bureaucrats. They run you. They control you. They enslave you. It's a total communist social system we have in America that you should get rid of. We do restore the freedom that we had time the founding fathers. And it's happening right in front of your eyes, folks. Okay, now, from this article, you know, look at this chart now, this article, you know. So this article says, what's next, right? Okay, what's next? Well, they said the IRS needs a short-term patch and a long-term solution. But folks, there is no short-term patch, first of all. And really, there is no long-term solution. What are they saying? They're saying increasing and training a new workforce. Oh, a new workforce. Oh, yeah, because your old workforce is disappearing. I got to train a new workforce, but you don't have people to train them. That people don't know what it is to teach them. Right? They can't train a new. It takes years and a decade or two to get people real knowledge in organization. Okay? Folks, let me give you an example of this. You know, when I started the Royal Field of Facts in 2001, I knew a lot because I started Field Loss back in 96. But believe me, since 2001 to now 2019, I've learned a lot more. I mean, my knowledge has gone up every year more, how the IRS works, what's the weaknesses, what's the strengths. Oh, don't do this one. Try this one instead. That works better. I wish I knew what I know in 2019, back in 2010, back in 2001. But that's not the way it works. Same thing goes for them. And these people are not intelligent people, remember. Nobody goes work for the IRS thinking, all my life I've dreamed of working for the taxing agency and audit people. And take their money or try to put them in jail. Nobody. It's not like I want to be a movie star. I want to be a scientist. I want to be a businessman. I want to be an innovator, you know, or big builder. No. Those are smart people who do those kind of stuff. The people at the IRS are people that couldn't get a job at any place else, couldn't start their own business, couldn't get a good job at a private sector job. So they got a job at the IRS, and it's a living, pays the bills. So these people are not even good trainers in the first place. How are they going to train new people? They can't. Okay? Now, let's see what does this say. They will need to improve technology for more 21st century service options. Needs to be a priority at the IRS. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it needs to be a priority. But, folks, the IRS cannot do it because they cannot test their systems. Remember, on your smartphone, do you get updates? Like with Apple, you got to update this thing on your smartphone. It catches bugs. It makes this improvement better because they're testing this stuff out. They get feedback. IRS cannot do that. They cannot update to the 21st century technology. They're stuck in a 20th century technology. So the solutions they're saying are not solutions at all. They cannot work. They will not work. And that's what's going to lead at least to their collapse. Look at what the article says. Okay. In the short term, it is a people problem hired to fill the service and an enforcement gap. Okay. They cannot do much there. Okay. And as I said, the long-term solution is more efficiency in our IRS operations through technology, which we just showed you they cannot do. An article says, until these problems are addressed, basically the IRS is screwed. That's what they make. Of course, they make it look like such IRS, such a wonderful agency to save. The American taxpayer and the tax professionals will continue to take on more of a burden of complying with our tax laws. Oh, take on more burden. Good old jealousy, folks. This is they keep using the jealousy language. Oh, these tax cheats, they don't pay their fair share, So the rest of you have to hold harder, work harder, pay more. They don't say that none of us need to pay these taxes, folks. Thomas Jefferson, the third and probably the best president of the United States had in the early 1800s, one of the founding fathers, he said, my most biggest accomplishment was not to have any federal taxes internally. No alcohol taxes, no liquor taxes, nothing, only tax on imports. For a government never taxed the people in America in any way, shape, or form. Now you have all kinds of federal taxes, wage tax, alcohol, tobacco, gas tax, and this, that, the other, and the income tax, Social Security income tax, Medicare income tax, regular income tax. Because they all the money for all these communist, socialist, Social Security that destroys families by separating us from our children. Okay, welfare and all this, and corporate welfare and tax breaks for Amazon. Amazon, yeah, one of the biggest countries in the whole world, for the last 2 years paid zero income tax. Zero. Yes. A big, fat zero Amazon paid. General Electric paid nothing a few years ago. Zero income tax, General Electric. Yeah, but you, the average American, you screwed. You're the slave. You got to pay. I was the other slaves, pay more. So be a good slave and pay your fair share of slavery. That's the mentality they try using against you. We should have no income tax at all, and we can have it again. The perfect tax is no income tax. Tax imports. Tax imports from China, from India. Yeah, but the globalists, they don't want that. They want free trade, but you, the slaves, pay taxes. So they can bring all this stuff from China and India, you know, and pay no tax on it. Great for the big corporations because they're the only ones that got connections in China and India to bring shiploads here. You, the average guy, you can't take advantage of that free trade. You can't take advantage of that. You pay the tax that they should be paying. But they use jealousy in this stuff. Now let's go to another article, folks, on my screen that I got. On point. This is from IRS Mind, March 2019. The IRS pursuit of non-filers or not? Now, what does it say? Okay, well, the article says in the past years, the IRS enforcement for non-filers is far from reality. In fact, in the past few years, the IRS has not actively pursued most non-filers. So, this article is telling you, if you've been thinking about not filing, paying income tax that you don't legally owe in the first place, you've done your homework, you checked it out, this is the time. This is the time to do it. Because we'll most likely leave you alone anyhow. Okay, right? Let's go back to our screen. So again, this is according to a recent U.S. Government Accountability Office study. Shows how much IRS has reduced its non-filer investigations, right? So what does it say? Again, same numbers. The IRS decided to scale back non-filer investigations in light of declining staffing, according to IRS officials. We reported in 2010 that IRS started 3.5 million individual non-filer cases, right? In 2014, non-filer cases dropped to 2 million individuals. Right. More recently, in 2018, IRS data showed non-filer investigations declined to 2.8 million. Yep. And they keep going down. Again, you know, the study's right here. Look, right click on that. This is the actual government accounting study that you can read the whole thing. It's relied upon. United States Government Accounting Office report to congressional requesters, March 2019, Internal Revenue Service. Strategic human capital management is needed to address serious risk to IRS's mission. Oh, I'm crying. I'm crying. The other article I mentioned to you, let's see. Let me hold up. Okay, the other one, this is the other government account report. I'm going to show you the other one also. Well, no, that's the same one. Okay, that's a, there's a different analysis of the same article. That's what they did. Okay. So, here we go. The same GAO report showed 40% decline in revenues, revenue officers in 7 years. Right? Folks, they said again, the same chart is here in this article also. The IRS people are going down. IRS non-filing investigation procedures. Right? They talk about what it is. Okay? When a taxpayer does not file a required return, the IRS normally sends a notice asking for the taxpayer to file. IRS notice CB 519 for many stock files. This notice comes. Right? So IRS still sends millions of CP 59 soft notice requests each year to non-filers. Okay. However, over the past 7 years, the IRS have drastically reduced its pursuing non-filers and did not respond to CP 59. You ignore it? They're telling you right there, IRS is leaving you alone. A lot of you. I know, because I see it. I see IRS sends out these letters, and then that's it. No more 30-day letters. You know, because what they're supposed to send out is 30-day letters, notice deficiencies, and after that, collection letters, or intent to seize letters, collection due process hearing letters. No, those numbers are going down. Okay? So here again, another chart shows the decline in IRS non-filer investigation in 2010. Was about, in 2011 was almost 2.5 million. Now, 2017, under 500,000. Look at that chart. And the trend is clear. This is 2 years old data. Guess where 19 is? Where 20 will be? You right? They're right to tell you. So, why did the IRS stop its non-filer enforcement, you may ask? Why? Well, the reason IRS did, according to the article, is that when the IRS files a return for a taxpayer, it must follow the same procedure as an audit for a filer, folks. It must send a series of notices, like I told you guys, that lead up to an assessment of a tax. Remember I told you they have to send a bunch of letters out? Because I know the progression of letters they send out. You don't, but I do. They must send a bunch of letters out in an order. It doesn't have overnight. They kind of just come take your stuff tomorrow or next week. It don't work that way, folks. There are procedures and steps they must follow. Let's go back to the article. In this process, the taxpayer is given an opportunity to appeal. The taxpayer is ultimately given 9 days to appeal to the U.S. tax court before receiving a tax bill in the first place. Okay. So, however, appealing is not realistic, nor does it happen very often. Most taxpayers proceed to file their own return with all their deductions and credits. Well, they can do that if they want to. However, in the end, the IRS has done a lot of work with potentially very little tax collected. It's not very efficient to go after non-filers. Yes, they're telling you it's not efficient enough to non-filers. They better off pick it off on the return of filers. This is expense. That credit is disallowed. That deduction is disallowed. Yeah, you can't prove it. If you don't come prove it, don't follow proper procedures, you owe us money. That's easy for them. Pick out a filer, it's 1040. But for non-filer, it's expensive for theirs to come after you. So again, for this and other reasons, the IRS has stated that the substitute for return SFR and non-filer programs have a poor return on investments. Yes, poor return on investments. Okay. The IRS cites the tax gap study show that non-filing only results in $32 million lost revenue to U.S. Treasury. Okay. According to our studies, non-filing only makes up 7% of the annual $458 billion tax gap. Okay. In fact, IRS substitute for return program collected only have partly measly $1.6 billion in 2017. Look, the tax gap, they say what people should pay versus what's being paid, is $458 billion is a tax gap. And 1.6 million, that's not even 1%. Why should IRS spend money going after non-filers when they can go after filers a lot easier? Duh. That's why they go after filers. It's a lot easier to go after filers. Okay? So, and does it make sense to not pursue non-filers? Well, according to these columnists disagree for two reasons. First, the moral issue of non-filing. Moral issue. They ignore the fact that the average American is not required to file income tax. That is a deep state scam since World War II to start withholding from your paychecks and then force you to file a state of American confession form to get some of that stolen money back. No. We just ignore that, right? Like a Trump-Russia collusion. We all pretend President Trump, candidate Trump, was in collusion, cahoots with Russians to interfere with the elections against Hillary Clinton. Oh, we all know that. It's a given. For 2 years plus, it was a given that Trump and Russia colluded. Everybody knew. Intelligence agencies knew, FBI, CIA, media, y'all knew it, right? Until the hoax was exposed. Now doing an impeachment for Ukraine intervention, collusion with Ukrainian and corruption. They want this hoax they're trying to do with Donald Trump. So he's a transcript of everything was said with the president of Ukraine. But no, they can keep this hoax going, safe in the air. That's attitude of these people, okay? Let's go back to it. Here's what they say. Check this out. Taxpayers voluntarily filing a tax return is the foundation of our tax system. Whoa! Did you see that? Voluntarily. Oh, yes, my friend. You don't commit murder because it's voluntary. You know, you have to, not kill. You don't, steal. You cannot steal. It's mandatory not to steal, not to kill. Okay? Not to, at the red light, you have to stop at the red light. But tax returns is voluntarily? Yes. They voluntarily file a tax. They're not obligated to file and pay in the first place. Of course, most of them do it because they got from the paycheck this money been stolen. And they want to get some of it back because the employers have been duped and forced and coerced to not hire people without a W-4 form, which allows withholding in the first place. Without a W-4 form, the employer cannot withhold from your paycheck. You're allowing withholding. See, but they do it through the back door through the employer to steal from your money, from your paycheck. Now you got to get some of it back. Okay? Let's go back to the chart. Okay. So the article says many taxpayers and tax pros do not realize that the IRS has effectively stopped its active pursuit of non-filers. Well, you didn't know that either, did you? Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? In a 2014 study of taxpayers' attitudes, 94% of surveyed taxpayers said it was every American's duty to pay their fair share of the taxes. Oh, you see, this is got to get the mentality that you pay for freedom, for democracy. America's not a democracy; it's a republic. Democracies. Two wolves and a sheep voting what's for dinner. The wolves will vote to eat the sheep because we're majority. That's majority rule, right? 51% will vote to kill and rape the other 49% because we're the majority. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. So they got this mentality that like a bunch of crabs in a pot. When one crab tries to get out of the pot, right, make a cloth. Yeah, the crab brings them down. You're not going to get out until I get out. You can't get out. We all going to come. Stay down here together. That mentality that got brainwashed into people's minds. That's what they got. But check this out. The article asks, What would the 94% say if they knew the IRS was not requiring all taxpayers to file a required return? From survey, I would say most would vehemently object. Well, they would object unless they realize no law requires you, the average American, and them, our American brothers and sisters, no law requires them to file income tax in the first place. No law requires them to file a W-4 form to allow the employer to steal from the paycheck for the IRS in the first place. And it's our job, yours and mine, my friend, to get this information out there. We'll get this information out to people. Let them know what's going on out there. Now, I've said many times tonight, no law requires an average American to file income tax. Two things. Number one, if you were the government, my friend, if you were the IRS, you're a good man, you're a good person, you're a whistleblower, contact me in law school. We American need you. We need you to come expose the crooks in the IRS. Okay? We need whistleblowers. Contact me in law school safely. I will not expose you who you are until you want to do that. You're ready, okay? I'll keep your privacy. Give us information. Tell us what's going on within the IRS. Contact Freedom Law School if you're with the IRS. Two. Now, that's for the good people at IRS, with a conscience. If you're that unconscionable IRS spy or government lawyer who wants to put me in jail and shut me up, Freedom Law School, so American people don't know what the truth. If you care about that career and job advancement so much, that money and prestige is so important to you, they say, I don't care about what's the right thing. I don't care about the Constitution. I don't care what the law says. My management tells me I got to do this thing to get promoted. I'm going to get Freedom Law School. For you, I have a homework for you to do. I have the same homework I want all of our students to do. We used to verify my claim. No law requires the average American to file based on the federal income tax. Yes. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to show you what you should do, all of you should do, is to go to Freedom Law School's website, okay? And I'll show you right there. What you do on YouTube, folks, go on YouTube, type in Freedom Law School. Once you go there, click on videos. Once you go on videos, go on the right side and sort by. So sort by newest, date added or newest, the bottom one, okay? This week is the newest presentations, which are the best ones I've done, okay? So that's what you want to, and when you go there, go to the one that start in February 2019, right here, going live tonight, okay? This is, I'm going to show you folks, this is the first one I did, February 14, 2019. No law requires the average American to file income tax, part one. Okay? And then what you want to do is go see part two. Again, next one. On next presentation, which is on February 21, 2019. Okay? No law requires average American to file income tax, part two. And then, of course, you go back. Part three, four, wash these one at a time. Okay? Now, let me tell you all this. These presentations, I show the law as published currently by the United States House of Representatives. And I also show you U.S. Supreme Court cases like Gould versus Gould. The actual text of the U.S. Supreme Court decision and actual text of the law passed by Congress in effect today. I had to show people that and reread it. So I want you to read that, Mr. Government lawyers, because if you want to come after me, you better show that to the jury. Now I'm reading the law to everybody. And you, the crooks of deep state, the same ones in FBI, the same ones in CIA, and Department of Injustice, went after President Donald Trump. Same ones. You crooks. Yeah, you gang up there, the law. You guys are doing this to American people for decades. Your deep state been around long before they came after Donald Trump. You've been screwing American people for a long time. And I want that you just, jury must see it, because I'm telling you by reference, these presentations, at least the first five, since February 14, 2019, are integral part of this presentation by reference that must be watched by any jury to understand this. All of you folks, do your homework. Watch it. Watch the stuff. Put your smartphone in your car to work. Okay? Watch the videos. You have to watch them. You can get one of the devices that you can put it on your screen of your car, and you can put your smartphone there and let it play. Safety can just, you know, touch something. If you can do that and just watch the traffic at the same time, I do that. You can listen. You know, later on, you want to watch it more carefully at home, do that. At home, go watch. Let me see the code section. I couldn't read that while I was driving. That's fine. You can go home and later on and see the code section 61. That, wow, does that include wages and salaries as taxable income, as gross income, right? You check it out for yourself, all that stuff. So do your homework, folks. And then, folks, I've given you tools to free yourself of fear. I freed you of the fear of the IRS, my friend, didn't I? By giving you truth. You can read it for yourself in these presentations. Government's own numbers, own reports, own laws, own Supreme Court cases. Now it's up to you. I'm only one guy, folks. I can reach out to American people by myself. It's your job now. We have right now about 60,000 YouTube subscribers. Get it out. Share this video with your friends who are followers, non-followers, anybody, brother, sister, parent, spouse, coworker, anybody you know, an email list, Facebook page, post the stuff. You may have become a subscriber to our YouTube channel. Go to livefreenow.org and get our free freedom education package mailed to you and emailed to you. Okay? And let's keep this peaceful restoration of our republic. Let's make it happen to what the founding fathers did for us. We don't have to revolt. We all need to restore, you know, by relying on the law. And you must rely on the law. But our ignorance is our problem. I didn't know this stuff 20 years ago. Not like this. I know a lot, but not like this. I had no idea about this stuff 30 years ago. I was completely ignorant 30 years ago about income tax law. I've made it easy for you to go through the journey quickly, very quickly, much quicker than I did, and know what's going on out there, what to do. Okay? Let me show you why you want to request the free Freedom Education Package, okay? If you go to Freedom Law School's website, folks, at livefreenow.org, you need to have, here's Freedom Law School website, this free Freedom Education Package. If you scroll down, you see on the right side, get started below. Yes, put your first name, last name, email address, phone number. Put your phone number, because sometimes people put the wrong phone number in there, folks. They really did a wrong address. The package comes back. We have no number to call you to fix it, okay? Okay, so put all contact information, and we'll mail your package in the mail first, free of charge by mail. Cost you involved for $5 to create the mail package, but it's yours for free, okay? You're going to get these lessons, folks, and more. Stuff you will not find any place else on the internet, folks. Okay? You know, you got to have this information to start your journey to freedom, folks. That's a start. Then if after that, go to Education Material tab right there. And these tabs are opening Education, Income Tax Reward, Educate Congress, go through all that stuff. Okay? You check out our victories, how we beat the IRS. I beat the Freedom Law School students' victories. Check it out. And then course packages. If they're available options, folks, you know, from Royal Freedom Package, the all-inclusive IRS peace of mind insurance, where everything's done for you, unlimited responses done for you, fixed annual membership fee, all the way down to our level one course, the basic course. You have different options available, folks. It's all there. So start with the free stuff first, okay? Start with the free YouTube videos. Free education package I'll send you. By mail and email. And also free education material on our website. You must be educated first. And then you can take educated action. Okay? Now, I'm going to go to your questions now on YouTube. Some of you have questions. I'm going to answer them for you, and then I'm going to take your questions live that you guys want to ask. Okay, so let's see. So Salorna says more people are filing. Yes, about 2 Americans file for every 1 non-filer. That's according to the best IRS numbers of IRS's 1996 study. Okay, so that's another topic. I can, if you go to Education Material tab, it's in there. You'll see it in there. Okay. Let's see what else other questions have. Okay, any more questions? If you don't pay your taxes, you're a criminal in the eyes of the collectors, minus any law on the books saying you actually have to pay. Well, in the eye of the crooks and criminals within federal government, yes. But if in the eye of the mafia, you're a crook, who's the crook? You or the mafia? The mafia. So it doesn't matter. Okay, and I can prepare you with the law by relying on the actual copy of the law published by Congress, as I show you in these seminars in Freedom Law School. As you know, as Supreme Court cases, you know, text of it, you don't have to be afraid. You're relying on the law. They have to be afraid because they're getting caught. Okay. Let's see. Tana says, hello, hello, Tana. Mike, your prayers go out to the powers that be to collapse the Irish vote. It's happening, my friend. It's happening. I just showed you, okay, what's going on. You know, see, what you want to do is this, okay? Take part with Freedom Law School, join hands with us, and we'll protect you, get one of our freedom packages, so that even if you're the ones that come after, you're taken care of. See, that's the smart thing to do. Don't be a lone wolf. Get into something with like-minded people. One person is only that strong, right? But look, 5 people together combined are much stronger. 10 people combined are even stronger as 2 punches or 1 punch. So we need to join hands. You can do it through Freedom Law School by getting one of our freedom packages. Okay? All right. Myron says, get rid of the IRS, go with a flat tax rate. No need for a flat tax rate, Myron. We don't need that. Let me tell you why, okay? This is something important. You guys all got to understand this, okay? Go on there and put a list of countries' military spending, okay? What countries in the world that have military spending? List of keywords. Defense spending by country. It's military spending, not defense. Check this out. Here it is. The United States government spent $700 billion of the known budget, not the dark budget, on military spending. China spends less than a third, $224 million. Third is Saudi Arabia, the buyer of our armaments. You see why? Saudi Kingdom, non-democracy, the ally U.S., because they're a good customer of the military-industrial complex. They spend more on military than India, which spends more than Germany, at $49 billion, which spends more than United Kingdom, England at $47 billion, Japan at $47 billion, Russia is way down at number 8, the $44 billion, just above France at $40 billion, and a little bit ahead of South Korea at $38 billion, and Brazil at $29 billion, Italy $29 billion. You know, folks. You see what's going on? They always tell you, we need more money for the military. No, we don't. What for? We don't need all this military. Who's going to want to come take over America? China? Russia? Right? They can't. We're an island. Pacific Ocean here, Atlantic Ocean over there. Third most populous country in the world after India and China. Most powerful economy in the world. You know, China's going to come take over here. Are you kidding me? We're all armed. We Americans got guns. Okay? Just like Switzerland. No one's going to come try to take over America. Quit buying all the propaganda on mainstream TV news, even Fox News, about we need a strong military. It's all propaganda. We don't need this military. We're going to cut the military to one-tenth of that, and it still would be plenty. 90% might get rid of it easily. We don't need it. Now, there's some tons of waste. And all this government waste we got, and all this government programs, the bureaucrats, they don't work hard. They take it easy. Nobody's pushing them to work hard. They have to be efficient. You, the private worker, you have to be efficient. I was going to get fired by your company. How is your company goes broke if you're lazy, you don't work hard? But government workers, military contractors, government contractors, nonprofits that get paid by government grants, we get paid the same. We get a lot, we got this money, and we can do what you want with it, pretty much. You know, we're working hard or not, it's up to us. Why work hard? You don't have to. You know, we're not accountable to Congress. If you don't do a good job, do a bad job, we just go back to government, Congress, and say, we need more money, just like the IRS. If you don't give us more money, we just, you know, can't do a good job. The problem is we don't have enough money. So why work hard? You're going to cut our budget. Work less as government worker, and we're going to get a bigger budget next year. See, the bureaucracy is bloated. It's not an efficient system. It doesn't work. Communism, socialism doesn't work. That's what we have in America. The biggest growth in America is the government sector. Our communist social system. We don't need all that. Let's get rid of it and have peace, prosperity. You keep your paycheck. You have your money. You buy better food for your family. You can travel more, have nicer cars, nicer home, more time for vacation with your family. Rather than fighting the deep state and the big banks and corporations, Amazon pays zero income tax. General Electric pays zero income tax with this current corrupt system we got. Okay? So we don't need all this government that they tell you we need. So that's important. You have to understand that. Okay. So let's see. Well, I got a lot of good supporting comments on YouTube. I just want to give out your call number, folks. If you have a question, call me at 657-383-1755. 657-383-1755 is the call number. And then you push 1 on your telephone keypad to let us know you have a question. I'll answer a question about this topic or any other topic you may have. So let's see what other question you have. Okay. Yeah, Sean says, what happened to the people keeping our officials in check? Now they do whatever they want, plus a salary to boot. Our fine fathers donated their time in office part-time. Well, yeah, you're right about that, my friend. You're right about that. Part-time legislation is all we need. Okay. Let's see what other questions we have on here. Any questions? Well, so very well. Thank you, guys, for a bunch of supportive commentary, folks. I really appreciate that on YouTube, folks. I got a lot of work to do, folks. Got to catch up with my sleep. So, if you guys have any questions, here's your last chance, because I got to boot you out of here. And I'm here once a week with you at Freedom Hour every week, and I love it. I love to hear from you, and I want to help you. I want you to live free. I want you to have peace, happiness, prosperity. Okay, none is wars. Okay, we have it all with foreign countries. We don't need them. They're not bugging us. Okay, all this, you know, government spending we don't need. If we have people have more money in their pocket, you know, let me tell you about Social Security, for example. Social Security is one of the most destructive laws in America because it separated our kids, parents, grandparents from us. Because you're so poor in the old days before 1930s. Grandma and grandpa got old at age 65, 80 years old. They lived with one of the children who took care of their parents. And the 65, 70, 80 years old, not 85 years old, parent had a child that was 40, 50, 60 years old that was still working and productive. And then mind taking care of the parents. I love taking care of the parents. Grandparents don't eat that much. They need a little room. They're easy to maintain. They take care of themselves. They'll help with the little children, can babysit for you for free. Yes, and teach your children good things. Their grandchildren. Or your kids do not have grandparents because they've been kicked out now, because the grandparents are paid off to leave. Don't stay with your child and the grandchild. Leave. Don't support your child or grandchild. Don't teach them your wisdom and experience. Leave. By stealing your money and everybody else's money that makes you poor. And now you can't afford, to support your father and mother to live with you. If we get rid of this whole system, you get to keep your Social Security tax, income tax, Medicare tax. You have plenty of money saved up over the years to be able to take care of yourself, have a home, have a retirement, have savings, and take care of your parents. So I don't want to hear stuff about Social Security. Old people are going to go to die. Little by little, you know, if you transition time to get people out of not being used to the Social Security system. But even now, they can get rid of, like Congressman Ron Paul said. That's what we need to do. Get rid of this corrupt system and do it honestly, folks. It's up to us happening, you and me. Okay. No questions, James, tonight? Well, folks, thanks for letting this presentation be a short one. Because the shortest video, more people watch it. So, your part. Share this presentation with your friends. Your email list, your Facebook page, Twitter, social media, Instagram, right? You know, text it to your friends. Link, hey, check this out. Like the IRS has fallen apart, like the Soviet Union. I just prove it to you, it is. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take more of you to stop supporting this evil, corrupt system and telling more people about it, that we all should revolt against this corrupt, criminal, deep state. And guess what? We have a friend in the White House, Donald Trump, an outsider, who faced off the corrupt, deep state. You know? And guess what? Even people like Sean Hannity, who used to be a military industrial complex guy coming around, used to trust our law enforcement, the FBI, the CIA, who are there to protect us. Even Sean Hannity on Fox News, he's coming around realizing he's a bunch of crooks. They cover up for each other. They've taken over the house. He's become a libertarian even. Sean Hannity's the number one cable news show in the country. By then Tucker Carlson and Lauren Graham of Fox, you know? So people are waking up, folks. We're waking up. Do your part. Sean Hannity, Fox News, get them warmed up to the lies and deception, the corruption. And it's your turn now to tell them, you all know about the deep state? Sean Hannity only just dusts off the top a little bit. It's a lot deeper. A lot more deep ice under the ocean you don't see. Let me show you how deep it goes. The rabbit hole. Okay? So share this information with others, folks. Thank you for being with me, and I'll be back with you again next Thursday night with another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Remember, go to the website, livefreedom.org. Your reading, your education. And thank you for taking your time to listen to me and share this information with you. I love you all. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, you're good.
Okay. No question. No question.